the Damon Runyon Theatre Hour. Damon Runyon is acknowledged as one of the great writers to come out of 20th century America. Runyon's short stories are almost always told in the first person by a narrator who is never named and whose role is unclear. He knows many gangsters and has no job that can be gleaned from his musings, nor does he admit to any criminal involvement. He is a bystander, an observer, an average street corner Joe. Runyon described himself as being known to one and all as a guy who is just around. That line seems to say a lot about Runyon and his life. It was like you were with him on some street corner hustle or some shady dive, and he was filling you in on all the angles, all the gossip, all of life. He was who so many people wanted to be with, or so many people wanted to be. Of course, the cliche about newspaper men and writers is that they are heavy drinkers, chain smokers, gamblers, and obsessively chase women with a sideline in the gathering of stories and facts, and actually getting something written just before the deadline hits. That seems like Damon Runyon and his life summed up in one sentence. His stories became legendary ways of looking that bit differently at America, of soaking up the atmosphere of a glamorous and rip-roaring age and distilling it into black and white type, or in our case, the Damon Runyon Theatre Hour. Here's our first story.
The Damon Runyon Theatre. Once again, the Damon Runyon Theatre brings you another story by the master storyteller, Damon Runyon. And this one, that ever-loving wife of Hymie's. And to tell it to you, here is Broadway.
Thanks. Well, it is of a racing season at Hialeah in Florida, and I am there because of Zane. At this time, I am wondering how to put together a few bobs to get me back to New York, which, being my home, I wish to return to. But due to the unfriendly attitude of some Gigi's who do not cooperate, I find myself wandering around with no more loose change than two $10 notes. I am walking up a little street when suddenly I hear the following.
Mahogany, you have got to eat it. It is not hay, but it will have to do. Come on, now eat it. Mahogany, try it.
Look, I will taste it. You will see how good it is. See?
Jaime. Jaime, do I hear right? Is that you?
Oh, Broadway. Well, 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 come in.
I think I recognize your voice.
It is me.
I see. I do not know you are in Hialeah.
Since this morning.
And what is that?
What?
That.
Oh, a horse.
Oh? His name is Mahogany. I pick him up for $100.
Put him down again.
He is a good horse.
But what are you doing with him in the garage?
I am keeping him here until I enter him in a race.
I see. By the way, how does it happen I do not see you around? I am staying at the
hotel. Oh, I am not staying at any hotel.
No? Where do you sleep?
Here.
Here? In the garage?
It is not so bad once you get used to the floor.
But what about Lasses, Jaime, your ever-loving wife?
She is here with me.
She likes garages?
Oh, I put her up at the hotel in a suite. She could never bear to stay here.
I see.
And that reminds me, she calls me this morning. She tells me she needs a 10-spot for expenses.
Well, I will be seeing you. So long, Jaime.
Maybe you have got a tenner, Broadway?
Let us not play guessing games. So long.
I got to have a tenner for Lasses. You know how nervous she gets when there is no dough in a cake.
I do. Once I see her so nervous, she shakes a vase off a table, and it flies across the room and hits you.
Well, then loan me the tenner.
Look, Jaime, I...
Broadway, would you not like a good tip on the Gigi's?
There is nothing good about Gigi.
Look, slip me the sawbuck. I will make you a rich man.
So I am done for. But I am willing to listen to reason, especially since Jaime tells me he has got something good. But what that is and how it turns out is something I will tell you in a minute.